Okay, so the first idea was written like this. Centre person planning. Have all individuals input to the care. So on your sheet, just write centre person planning will do. And this is from Morag C, who isn't here today. And the explanation of that idea was have a wide group of people input to shape care, as they are the people needing to use the services. Okay. Now, on the website, you'll remember you had to fill in why it was practical, pioneering, or productive. Got 1 minute, 28 seconds left. It was practical because as the care inspectors don't concentrate on the practical assistance, it would seem only the paperwork in offices, which isn't what the individual needs in their home or the organisation. I bet that strikes a chord with some of you. Why is it pioneering? It's pioneering then in the true meaning of centre planning, the most important people would be involved, right? Shouldn't be pioneering, but I guess it is. And why would it be productive? It would be productive because care would then meet today's changing needs. So there's an insight in there about people's needs aren't static, they change. And if you've got centre person planning, then of course the care would change as the needs changed. Okay, I've got 44 seconds left. So I'm now going to hand over to Lucy, who will do the next one.
Does that mean that I've only got...
No, you can have two whole minutes if you want to.
Okay,
if I need it. Okay with the process. You've written down the idea, you've written down the category, and you've got a score of some sort. Yeah? Good.
Okay, so the second idea from Michael Grant. Is Michael here? No, okay. It's dementia diary. So it's a short visual recording to allow a reference to the person diagnosed with dementia. So it's practical because it can be carried out easily by family members, or a video booth could be set up, either connected with the health centre or with social services. Pioneering because the recordings would greatly improve dementia training, as the effects of the illness would be seen by staff before the individual progresses to the later stages of dementia. So getting a sense of the person before the real signs of dementia. And productive because it's providing training on the person and their life, and their family history promotes truly person-centred care as it allows carers to become more empathetic. Any questions on that one? So jot down. Okay, well, we've got half a minute.
Can I ask, how do you measure success?
Brilliant question.
That's a good question.
Success is the question, and that's part of the exercise. So we're going to have to sketch out how you measure success in the planning exercise. That's a super question, and that may be its undoing or its...
Or it's making.
It's making, thank you. Joyce Lorimer, is Joyce here today? No?
Yes.
Would you like to speak to your idea?
I'm not sure this is my idea, actually.
Okay. Okay, an anonymous idea from, it's called, I'll do it then, shall I? Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure how that happened, Joyce, I apologise. So, this is an idea called Supervision Matters, making supervision outcome focused and person centred. That's interesting. Why would this be practical? Supervision must move away from being an admin function. This move should generate new solutions to problems. No additional time requirements, just a change in focus. Interesting. Can't be that simple. Might be. Why is it pioneering? It reinforces a relationship between practitioners and their line managers as a learning and development tool. And why would it be productive? Why would it actually affect outcomes? Because it would encourage and support new ways of thinking and working. Being outcome-focused and person-centred must be at the heart of practice. What better way to start than in the work of supervision? Interesting. Okay. Janice. Is Janice here? No, it's your Janice.
It we are expecting Janice, but I think she's been delayed. So... her idea was communicate using Skype. So Skype would be a good communication tool linked to other agencies within communities. It would be practical because it would be less time consuming and would provide a direct link to other social service workers who link with nurseries. Janice is a nursery manager. This is not a new idea, but Skype keeps people in touch on a daily basis, and it would be pioneering to link agencies together to work in the heart of the community. And I don't know about you, but I know that SSSC have difficulties using Skype, so it would be pioneering to us. and it would be productive as it's fast and would be more effective if links were made between a child's health visitor or a family social worker. And some of the comments about this one were people described using it to keep young people in touch with their families, looked after young people in touch with their families. So thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you. Incidentally, Lucy from IRIS has printed out all these ideas and all the comments on the website. So if you have trouble, can't get on the web, we'll have all the material ready for you later, which is great. Okay, Shirlene. Is Shirlene in the room? Would you like to come and speak to your idea? Oh, go on. It'd be much better from you. Come on, give her a round of applause. Thank you. You can even have more than 2 minutes if you want.
My idea was to implement a mandatory induction programme for all social care staff across all services. This would reflect the National Occupational Standards and encourage staff to be more proactive in gaining knowledge in the SSC Codes of Practice and the National Care Standards. The idea would help to secure the future of social care workers as it links current health and social care policies such as the Continuous Learning Framework and the Self-Directed Support Bill. With people now being encouraged to buy their own services, it would ensure that no matter what service or what organisation the person chose, they would have this basic standard of care. The programme would also have outcomes-based development plans for staff, which would address any skills gaps in relation to this.
Brilliant, thank you very much. And in less than a minute too, that's fantastic. And just to remind you what you said on the site, Shirlene, the practicality is to know what's required at the onset, be more aware of a holistic approach and see the person, not just a task, which you mentioned. It's pioneering because you create a direct link to the NOS and the Qs and increase the standard of care, workers being more receptive and productive to give staff clear guidelines on health and social care values right from the start of their careers.